everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. This is BCC Week. You know, I've said it 1,000 times. I owe my to Berkshire Community College, the type of life I've had and the adventures and everything. So this is my way of paying back. Please pay attention if you're in a, if you have a job but not a career, if your job's dead end, if you're just burned out on it, BCC can open a whole new world for you. Trust me when I tell you. Yesterday we talked about workforce development. I mean, all that's going on. They could teach you to be a truck, trailer truck driver if you want.
That's right.
And I would, there's a few people in the city I would just like them to train how to drive, but we won't go there. So with me today are two of my favorites. Celia Norcross, she is one of the very wonderful people that work out at BCC. And she is the dean of students. That's a big job. And the other is Daryl Schaaf. Daryl is the director of the, and this is a, the best kept secret of the war, I think. The Patterson Recreational Fieldhouse. It has a gymnasium second to none. And I would also tell you, too, if you're an alum, you get a special rate. And if I'm wrong, Daryl will just yell at me. But
well, you're not wrong. You just keep hitting the nail on the head over and over again, Bill.
That's why these two are on. So we're starting a new semester. I can't believe it. You know,
unbelievable, right? Summer is done.
It is. I mean, the kids are back to school next week.
Yep. My kid goes back in 2 weeks. Yep.
Yeah. So you guys have done a lot. There's a lot of changes and a lot of renovations and additions. But I'll start with, I'm going to start with you, Sia. Dean of Students, how does that enact with the college, react or be part of?
You know, Bill, we've had a couple of orientation sessions on campus. We got another one coming up on the 29th. And my message to students all the time when I introduce myself is that I'm here. My sole purpose is to make sure that the whole college is working in their favor for their best success, to make sure that everything is aligned to their educational purposes and learning, and that they're getting the very best education they can from the state institution. And they are, you know, we push the college to make sure it's doing right for its students. Yep. And I push the students to make sure they're doing right for themselves. Right. I always tell them that there's a whole list of rights that they get, but a whole list of responsibilities too. Right. And with that comes some power. So really, in a nutshell, that's what I do. I have the pleasure of working with some amazing people like Daryl and just several people across the campus. Yeah. That do all of the little tiny things that make such a difference for the students on this campus. They do programs, they do events, they have tutors and they have coaching and just the little hellos every day, right? The kind of push that they need. A lot of our students are coming back. They've been managing families. This is their way back now that they want to finish their education, like you said, to have a career. Perhaps maybe that job just isn't working out for them anymore. We also have people coming right from the high school, some of that are in the high school. So you can imagine, you know, making the college work for all of them is a full-time job. And that's what I do.
And the piece that I want to get to people, and never forget this, if you go out to Berkshire Community College, I don't care if you take one course, credit or non-credit, you are part of that community. And really and truly, I don't want to tell you when I graduated, but I started in the common, when I'm BCC in the common.
Yeah,
you weren't even born yet. But anyhow, I still feel part of that community, because once you go there, you are a part of that community. And I've told this story before. A lot of us came back from Vietnam. I'll speak for myself. I was at the part of the class that made the top half look good, because I thought high school was one of the greatest social experience that I could ever experience. Then in my senior year, they told me it was academic too. Duh.
Surprise.
But anyhow, when I came back, a lot of us came back and we've been out of school 4, 5, 6 years. And the way they greeted us and what they did for tutoring and assessing the needs of the student holistically. And nobody knew you were getting a tutor, but you and the tutor.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't put it on a billboard. Bill needs tutoring. it is that community atmosphere that I've always tried to keep in my heart for BCC, but BCC relives it every semester.
Yeah. And like you said, it's so important. Everyone's an individual, right? Everyone has different needs. They're good at different things. And we take pride in that. We take pride in knowing who our students are as individuals, helping them achieve individually. And even if you're a straight A student, there's lots of other ways to get more out of this education. I loved how you just said about this welcoming environment. That's the second thing we really do pride. So important high education, quality education, but the welcoming environment is absolutely key. And for our team, and Daryl hears it all the time, our team hears it all the time, that is a top priority. Because if you don't feel like you belong somewhere, how are you supposed to do good, right? If you're worried about how you're going to put food on the table and there's nobody to help you, how are you going to do well in classes? How are you going to pass those tough subjects when you're stepping on campus, rolling your eyes already, right? So we help get rid of that. You're not just a number. We know you by name. We want you to be involved. Daryl in a little bit is going to tell you more about Patterson, one more area for you to just come and release some of that stress, right? And to be involved. And we do that throughout campus so that I'm a voice for that. And I use the students here to make sure that they understand that they matter, right? You've said that before on every show I've been on. We make you feel like you matter.
You do matter there. You're not just a number. You're not just a kid in a seat. Now, going down to the Patterson Fieldhouse and Daryl, Daryl, I went to check it out, and Daryl told me something I never knew. You just can't stand on a treadmill. You have to put it on. No, really, I found that revolutionary. But then it went too fast, so I had to slow it up. But Daryl, what an operation you run down there, brother. I'm serious. If you want a gym, that's a gym. If you want to, there's so many things that you're doing. Pickleball now?
Yeah. Well, we're super blessed to have all the facilities that we have for community college. It's really great space for our students, our faculty and staff, but we're also open to community members.
Yeah,
thanks to Celia's support, we're like open a little bit more than we used to be. So if you're an early riser, Bill, you can come in at 5:30 in the morning and get your workout in. And if you're one of our students who doesn't like to get moving until later in the day, like we're open till 9 at night, and then we have weekend hours from 8 to 5 during the semester. So there's plenty of time. And as you both have brought up, I think one of the great places to develop community. And I think you see all sorts of people interacting here, our regular members, our students, our faculty. So everybody's down here, and we strive for a friendly environment, whether you are a bodybuilder or an athlete, or whether you're just learning that you can walk on a treadmill. It doesn't matter. We try to.
And I'll never forget you for that. It's transformed me from being an old fat ball guy to an old, less fat ball guy. When I say that, and it's true, in the field that you guys have, the playing field at BCC, I know there was kerfuffles, anytime you do anything new in Pittsfield, there's kerfuffles. Excuse me. But what a gorgeous field.
Oh, man, I think it's the best in the Berkshires.
Western Mass.
Top notch, for sure.
But it's about to get really busy. We've got jamborees, so pretty much if you're a youth that plays sports here in Pittsfield, you're going to be out on the field. But we should also note that if we don't have programs going on and our building is open, people can come down and use the field to throw the football or kick the soccer ball with their friends and things like that. So it really is a community field, and you'll see everyone from third graders up to, older folks, like everybody can come out and use the field. And we really want to make sure that everybody knows that it's open. And we want to have a lot of events here, and we also want the community to feel that they can come out and use it as well.
Again, the community, I don't care what turn you take at BCC, whether you're at the field house, you're in the administration building, you're walking by somebody, you get the sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. And I'm having Adam Klepetar and the next beyond this week, and we're going to talk about all the free tuition for certain people in Seal, that had a really boost a lot of.
Oh, it's been incredible. Just the outpour from, again, back to this community, we're just an outpour from the community. Congrats to the state for making an excellent decision, right? This free community college, what we call Mass Reconnect if you're over 25 or Mass Educate if you're under 25, it's just been a phenomenal investment in the people of the state, right? The whole ideal is for us to help students get back to school, start their journey in school at a very minimal cost, little like no dollars to very minimal cost, right? Depending on programs. And I know Adam's going to talk about the specifics, but on this show, what we can say is it's a first step to an incredible community.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Yeah, just coming out to hear about how it works. And I know there's skepticism, right? Like people always wonder, it can't possibly be free. Like, how is it really free? Nothing's ever free. Well, let me tell you, come and listen a little bit and you'll leave really happy with the details on how much the state is putting forward, how much the college is invested in it with its staff and its timing and programs like Patterson and all the essential needs, all of the things that are happening right now. Now at the state level are pretty incredible. When I was on before, we talked about what we call like wraparound services. Remember,
that's very that really very important. I have it.
Yeah, it's a good visual, right? Like this, kind of like us putting our arms around us. What a better way to be a community than to do that, right? And this, it's an opportunity where people were just sitting before wherever on a couch, at their homes, maybe at work, wondering what more can I do for myself. And this has propelled people to just ask the question here as to what can they do. Adam will give you all the stats. It changes so quickly, but we are up in applications tremendously. We're up in enrollment tremendously.
Really
the place that the students are really gravitating to as a good option. And again, all ages, right? It could be your fourth time on a college campus. It could be your first time on a college campus. You could have tried before and wanted to come back. It's really such a place to just find out who you can be and accomplish some goals that you maybe didn't get a chance to.
And I will say, because Celia and I, we've been doing this quite a while now, but I will tell you too, she said, it is a wraparound, but let me just tell you this. There's a motto right at the beginning of, as you enter the camp, the longest journey starts with the first step.
Yeah.
There is one person that goes back to that college or goes to that college that first step as you walk up that walkway to go to class, that you don't have anxiety. I'll be very honest with you. And I had wicked anxiety. And you get in and by the third day, it's gone because you start to realize these people are here to help me. Same in the field house. I mean, what a way of, if you have anxiety, you get out of class, go down to the field house, work out, walk around. I mean, I used to go out for walks. Well, when I went there, we had a park in the lower parking lot and walk up that hill.
Oh, poor baby.
Billy won't be doing that now. But by the time I got to class, they'd be all coming back down the hill. Celia's right and Daryl's right. Be part of the community when you're there, too. That was one of the things that I enjoyed the most. Adam, in the next days or so, you'll hear about the one-stop shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was against that because it took away the cafeteria. Where I spent a great deal of my time eating. But it's worked out for them.
Yeah. And now it's in its new spot now. So, COVID really messed up the campus with the cafeteria with the numbers and stuff, but We yeah. still have food on campus, and now we have food in more locations, right? And the one-stop Good. Team is there and ready to take your applications and to help you through it. We actually increased the number of staff members there because of the numbers. Good. We've had more people, less waiting time, right? Come in, get advised, get ready for classes. I loved what you said about connection. And for us, that's a word we use all the time. And we've already indicated a few places, whether it's Patterson or whether it's an orientation program. I liked how you said everybody's nervous. I was nervous the first day I stepped on campus for work, yeah. right? And everybody's yeah. nervous that first day. But if you can, like you said, make a connection to something or someone on this campus within yep. that first day or two, it makes it 100% better, right? It makes you excited to come back. It makes you looking forward to that. And our campus knows that. So we're working this hard, really hard every year, but this year we're going to have welcome tents.
Oh, cool.
So we've had welcome guides before. So for all the students listening that might be on campus starting September 3rd, there's going to be some pop-up tents on campus where you can go and ask for directions. We'll have people that can help you get to classes. If you forgot your notebook or your pen, we'll have notebooks and pens. We'll have snacks and some water and drinks.
Snacks?
Yeah, snacks, Bill. Come I'll be on there. Back. Come on back.
You know how to so get Bill there.
They'll be in the major parking lots, and we'll even have some freebies and pictures with our Burke. You know, there's going to be yeah. really fun, but those welcome tents we are intentionally doing the tents so you can find us, first of all, and yeah. you can make a connection. Making that connection with someone right away makes it for just a better day and a better tomorrow and a better week and then a better semester. It makes it so much better. I love that you said that.
And here's the other piece. The classes start the 3rd. It's not too late. It's nope. not too late. It's let nope. me say it again. It's not too late.
Nope. Come on down. We just walk in. Just like you said, take that yep. first step in. We'll tell you what to do with the rest. Yep.
Yeah. And they're there for you to counsel you and in some cases console you to just help you make that decision. And I'm yep. gonna say it again. COVID taught us there are a lot of jobs disappeared.
Yeah, yeah.
So what you want out of life and what you should want is some form of a career. They have an excellent nursing program. They have an excellent engineering program. I can go on and on. Criminal justice, fire safety. Yeah. Yeah. But then the other side of it is, too, when you get on the campus, it won't be long before you feel I belong
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
I think everybody is focused on you talked about the anxiety that you feel the first day and making people feel welcome. And I think that, comes from our leadership in really making sure everybody understands yeah. like students are here for the first time, and extends even all the way down to the gym. You know, we have people that might be nervous walking in for the first time, or I'm not sure how to adjust this equipment. And our staff is here to like, hey, how can yeah. we help? How can we make you comfortable here? And we really say like, college should be a place where you're trying things for the first time, and it's okay if you're not sure, because most people
are right.
So even down here at Patterson, we go on trips off campus to go rock climbing, skiing, whitewater rafting. I know people are always like, oh man, I've just never done it. I'm not sure about it. I'm like,
right.
Nobody has. Like, this is the time to try it because it's free and like, let's go learn together. So, and that's great. And I think that is another way that we create community, is a lot of students are experiencing things at the same time in the same way. And it builds connections. So it's really, really fun to see that. As you said, if you haven't enrolled, I think there are a lot of students that are going to be enrolling in this next week. I hope so. Like, you're odd or left out. Like, this is the time, and I think you'll be in the boat with a lot of students that we have that are coming on. So BCC is prepared to get you in quickly.
This is a commonly used term today, but at BCC it really applies. It's seamless.
Yeah.
It is seamless. Right, you go there. It's one stop shopping, and you go in and from the second you sit down, there's people coming to help you.
Yeah, we're just filled with amazing people on this campus, yeah. and that one stop team is part of it. a shout out to the Patterson team. We've got a number of employees that Daryl, Michael, and Craig
yeah.
kind of, right? But everybody is super focused on people, right? On the individual, on your learning experience. Mm-hmm. That one-stop team has been working. We're open till 8 every night this week. We're open till 8 every night. Sorry, 6. We're open till 6 every night this week. We're open till 6 every night next week, 8 o'clock on Thursday. But that team is working overdrive, as we'd say with the show, right? They're super focused on making sure you get what you need and more important, making a connection, right? Like getting you connected to a program, getting you connected to a person, getting you connected to a service. We've had a lot of students come in to some of our seminars that are just inquisitive, right? The admissions kind of programs that are sharing information. And we've had questions like, oh, geez, I have a family. How is this going to work? And I'm not sure if I can afford it because I've been having trouble paying, you know, for my bills or paying for food. And again, we've got resources on campus. We have that campus covered. You and I have talked about that. We have an amazing donor that has donated.
Yep.
That. We've gotten grants in the past. Students can come up and fill bags and take them home to their families, toiletries included, food, now diapers. You know, the diaper project has been working with us and giving us diapers. So the little things that you convince yourself not to go to school back feel big, right? Like if you're not going to go back to school, you've got a reason why, because you're scared. Come and chat with us about it. Come and find out what else there is that we can help with. And at the end of the day, you'll be pleasantly surprised on how much is really pulling for you here and how much we can get aligned that can help finish that step. Yeah.
And they're well, and this is a compliment to everybody out there. They're well seasoned. It may be brand new to you. It's not to them. They've seen hundreds like you.
Yeah, yeah.
But your anxiety,
different, but
your, self-doubt, your anxiety, all of the, it's not just you. But I want to get that out to the audience. If you go, everybody has gone through that. Everybody. Yeah. And I have to talk to about Daryl's gym too, because I used to go there quite a bit. And what I liked about it was I'm an old man. You probably neither Daryl didn't say it and Celia didn't say it. It was very kind of them. But when I went there with my wife, we weren't intimidated. Mm-hmm. There are some jocks there. You know what they do? They help you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't walk around, hey, how you doing? Hey, look at the old guy, right? They really and truly, and that's a credit to the management, because Daryl and your whole team there, because again, it's community. So if somebody goes to that gym and they don't know how to use the equipment, don't be embarrassed to ask.
And it's something that we work to teach, and we really like is as great a space as we have. You know, we have the one basketball court and there's lots of demands on it, but we still make spaces. So we're one of the only spaces in Pittsfield that has a women's only basketball times. So if you're a lady who doesn't want to go and, you know, you love the game of basketball, but sometimes playing with the guys is a little bit too much and you just want to, like, just like the old high school days, we have days where you can come in and it's just women only on the court. And, you know, and then we're teaching our other members and they're like, the guys are like, well, why can't we play? And it's like, because we're trying to make everyone comfortable here.
Right.
I think
right.
When you sit down and have those conversations, people start to understand and it just becomes part of our culture and who we are. And so I think no matter where we're at, everybody has that understanding of we're all here. We want to make everyone feel welcome and we have to share our spaces and times and talents with each other. So.
And they do so, and it's they do so, and it's part of the culture of the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really is. The connections you make with faculty, with staff, you know, with the librarians, with the research. I don't want to paint a picture for people that you have anything to worry about, because you don't.
Yeah.
Your worry is get there.
Yeah.
Don't procrastinate. Don't say next semester. Well, yeah, maybe I should call. I'll call tomorrow. No, call. Once you think of it, call. Once you think of it, if you can get out there, get out there. They've even adjusted bus schedules to accommodate students who can't drive out.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to BRTA for that, too. We worked in partnership with them, and Ellis Richardson and some of our management team helped extend those hours and the routing. So if you're coming to campus and you're listening and maybe you're new, you won't notice. But if this is your couple times back, we've rerouted the campus now in a very accessible and safe way where the bus is on the right side of the buildings for pickup. And now there's three stops on campus. And back in the day, there was only one, I think, in the what we call the shed, right? Like the little area you can wait. Now there's three. So it helps students get to class on time faster. There's a little bit less walking throughout campus so they can time it better. And we have bus schedules into the evening now, into the 9 o'clock slot. So it accommodates all the classes throughout the day from 7 a.m. to 9, you can get a bus to and from campus now, Pittsfield, Williamstown, North Adams, right? Or wherever BRTA goes. So check out that schedule online. Again, transportation is one of the major downfalls and barriers of not coming to school. People think I don't have a car to get out there, right? We have online classes. We now have the BRTA up and running with more busing. There's other dynamics that we can help with funding wise. You know, your car might be broken. There could be some emergency funding that we help with. So, you know, again, just step on campus and ask. It doesn't hurt. The other thing we have for our students, Bill, is the $250 season bus pass. So our students can get a unlimited season pass for $250, which has really been helpful for them for other transportation. Sure. So we've got some good partnerships out there.
We're going to take a break. I want folks to understand. We're going to repeat a lot of this. We're going to give you some phone numbers about calling out there. To make an appointment rather than just go out and have to wait or whatever. When we come back from the break, but I want you, while we're on break, I want you to start to think about, I can do this. And you can. You really can do this. You've got to make that first step. It may be a little bit longer journey. Maybe you could only do 2 classes a semester. You know what? At the end of the game, you still have the degree. You still have the certificate. And that's the other piece we're going to talk a little bit about when you come back. They have a ton of certificate programs now that you can graduate and go right to work.
Yeah.
And then if you want, you can get an associate degree and a bachelor's degree. And I'm at, and if you want, go on wherever you want. It's the best stepping stone that I can think of. And I'll close with this. I told a story before. There was a friend of mine whose son was thinking about engineering schools. So I had just had Frank on. He said, hey, they got engineering at BCC? I said, yeah. He said, I didn't know that. Well, long story short, his grandson ended up going to BCC for 2 years.
Nice.
This is 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV. I'm here with Daryl and Celia. Come back. Listen, there's a lot more for you to hear. There's sports teams. There's all kinds. And Daryl's going to get into that when we get back. So 89.7 FM on your radio dial, 1301 on PCTV. We'll be right back. The only thing, and I know this upsets some people, this is my flag and your flag. I know a lot of people that are buried under it. Some got killed in Vietnam they were friends. Others have sacrificed to other wars and peacetime and everything. Once you sign your name on that dotted line, it could mean it. You'll be buried under it. So please, I know there's a lot of turmoil, a lot of upside down side, all kinds of sides, but please don't desecrate this flag. It means a lot to a lot of people. And that's all I'm going to say. We'll be right back. Hang in there.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com. And from Park Square Productions. Park Square Productions provides high-quality video and audio productions for businesses and nonprofit organizations throughout the Berkshires. Find more information about Park Square Productions and what they can do for you at ParkSquareProductions.com.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
The Berkshire Mobile Farmers Market returns this summer. Our mission is to support local farms by bringing their fresh food to communities across Berkshire County. We sell seasonal produce, eggs, meat, cheese, bread, and more. Plus, we offer a sliding scale payment system. We'll be in Adams, North Adams, Beckett, Monterey, and two Pittsfield locations from June through October. Find out more at BerkshireMobileFarmersMarket.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281 4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. I'm here today with two wonderful people. Celia and I go back off. Celia. I used to tell people it was long, blonde, and curly, but it really wasn't. Well, it was when I was a baby. And Daryl, he's taking over the Patterson Fieldhouse and all that means. He's done a magnificent job of making everyone feel friendly there. Everyone feel wanted there. He builds a connection himself with people that go in there. And Celia will tell you, that's what BCC is all about. It's about the connections you make. And I mean, I still stay in touch with people who were in school with me. You know, drop some names. Aristotle, Socrates.
Well, oh, Bill, you're funny. But yes, you are right. Connections are the most important outlet to success, right? Like who you have in your corner, who's helping you along the way, people that you stop and ask questions to. And yeah. Patterson is one example. That team down there is ready to help and get you into your membership, get you using the facility, get used to the other pieces around the facility. We've got some tennis courts, pickleball courts, right? Daryl will tell you a little bit about all the sports happening this fall. Some pretty exciting jamborees right in the community that are happening on our campus too. But the most important part is what you said about a connection. We're so excited for everyone to come to campus, make a connection with us. We're even planning a huge community day for the 2025 year. More to come on that. But we know that community is, as people say, our middle name, right? So building that community is very important to us. We know it's easier for you to access your education when we do that.
And it's easier to adapt to going back to school.
Yeah, it's a big leap, right?
It's a big leap. You know, you've been out in the work, you got a couple kids or a kid or whatever, married, you've been working, and now all of a sudden you realize this job isn't going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I need to look at, and when you go to the counselors out there, they'll take the time to, what is it you want to do?
Yeah. I actually talked to two students, and it's only two in the last 24 hours, that have said to me, my kids are out of the house and I had to put my education on hold. And now it's my turn. Now it's my turn. And that's just two in 24 hours. So you can imagine how many more are out there, but that's what they were feeling. They had to raise their families. They were working their jobs and getting stuff done for what they needed to put food on the table. And now they have graduated. They're in a good place, and now they're coming back to take care of themselves. So it brings tears to my
eyes
about that. Right.
Yeah. I had a lady here. Oh, golly, it's probably 7 or 8 years ago now. Same thing. Her kids were up and gone in college. She had it when she got married, had kids right away, had to postpone her education.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, I'm scared to death to go back. I said, I was too. But you know what? Once you get in there, they'll take care of you. Just tell them when you get there, I'm a little apprehensive, I'm a little nervous. Mm-hmm. And they'll handle that for you. Well, she ended up taking one course, English comp. I'll never forget it. She got a B plus. You think she got an A, double, triple, plus. She was so happy. And then next thing you know, next semester, she took three courses. And then the following five, and she ended up getting a dream degree.
Yeah.
She always wanted that degree. Don't let that age. Cynthia and Daryl will tell you, there's people out there my age. You know, I mean, age is, you'll find out at BCC, age is a chronological thing. It's not a real thing. It really isn't.
Yeah.
We're all Vietnam returnees. We had some kids in class. Some of them did well. Some of them thought it was grade 13. We didn't see them the second semester. Mm-hmm. But it's what you've created there, and it's been through the years, starting with President Tom. Starting actually with Tommy Wachowski finding it. Unlike other places, when you go in there, they want you there. They care for you. They will do everything they can to help you. Now, here's reality. You got to put the work in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can't come do the work in the class for you. You got to do that. That's true.
Yeah.
We'll help you.
I will tell you, and I've taken seminars and been in courses at Harvard and other colleges all over, and I was well prepared to move on at BCC.
Yeah, our faculty are top notch. They're incredible. They do research. They're in front of that classroom throughout the week. They create connections even with the community. We have a number of internships and service learning, just phenomenal. So learning from them is a true joy and a benefit for sure when you enter that workforce.
And now for the athletes.
My favorite.
Yes. I tried to get some leotards to work out in, but the lady said they didn't come in quadruple X. So I don't know what that meant. But, Daryl, tell us about the teams and intramural and all the stuff you got going on. I think that will be a draw to a lot of kids who played sports in high school and then didn't move on.
Yeah, so we've got, I mean, I think there's really, truly, in our facility, things for everything. Like right now is the last week of YMCA camp. We've got a bunch of kiddos out on the turf field right now playing some football. Oh, cool. So that's wonderful. And we're getting into the fall season. So if you're a high school fan, you can see PHS and Taconic, their soccer and football teams are going to be out here. And then if you move into the college range, we have club sports and we have a lot of activities. So I've coached our club basketball team. We went to Boston College last spring and played in a tournament there. Took 12 students down to Boston College. Wow. We're playing schools from all over the region and really had a great time doing that. And we're excited to hopefully bring a lot of students back and bring a lot of new students onto the team this year. And we partner to make sure that we have student possibilities for running, for soccer, for volleyball. We even, and if it's something we don't have, Bill, you know, we have a lot of folks around here who like to come down here and play pickleball. Not traditionally our regular students, but our students saw it last year and they're like, what is this? Can we try it out? And so we got some pickleball nets out. We started a student club of pickleball and we had playing pickleball all the time. And so we're looking forward to hopefully bringing that back as well. So even if it's something that we don't have, if there's student interest, we try to make it happen and give the experience to the students. So, and then for adults who are a little bit more serious but aren't sure about playing on a team, we're also the home for like the YMCA is going to host a flag football league on our turf field this fall. We're going to be partnering for an indoor soccer league that's going to be here in the wintertime. We're also just working with a volleyball group that is going to have volleyball every Tuesday here. So if you're an adult looking for just some community in that sense and you're really into those sports, like, we can get you connected pretty much any which way that you're looking at it. So from third grade all the way up to the oldest, you know, we've got pickleballers out there at 85 playing pickleball. So we kind of have something for the whole gamut of life. So there's no excuses not to be out here and being active.
And it's a beautiful setting. And the other piece is, and I just was saying, because my wife made mention of this, it's spotlessly clean. I mean Daryl, that's a to you and your team and your maintenance people. That I've been to other gyms and they're okay. Some are better than others. This one is spotlessly clean. It really and truly is. And I know how some of you feel about that. That's why I'm bringing it up. And especially, you know, this post-COVID thing, I mean, it's like, I was at a place the other day and all these people still had masks on. And I'm not putting them down. You do what you think is right for you. But I just am crazy enough not to let something, I mean, I wore a mask when it was, they said to. And I have compromised lungs. But I checked with my guy in Boston and he said, you don't have to wear it. So there I am. I'm not wearing it. But I don't hold it against anybody who does. But the point I'm trying to make, during COVID, that stuff was spotlessly clean, and they've kept it that way. Like, it's almost sanitized every day. I that's all I can say. I don't know how often I do it. But whenever I walked in there, I've never seen anything out of line or least little bit questionable even. That's a credit to you, Daryl, and your whole team.
Well, our facilities team does a good job, and we've got some good staff on our student side. And Michael Carnevale, who oversees the fitness center, takes a lot of pride in having a great fitness center and making sure everybody feels comfortable. And yeah, if you're dusting everything off before you use it, you're not usually too comfortable. So we try to do our best to keep everything.
When you put your hand down, when you put your hand on a treadmill, go. Oh, who was here before me?
Right.
Yeah. Celia, lots to do for students out there, too. I mean,
so much. I get just tired all thinking academic. About it. Yeah. No, there's so much. And you know, if you are curious as to what, we have a webpage up. We also do a mass mailing that tells everyone in the community what we've got for events. And that's just a little bit, Bill. If you get that in the mail, and I know you're on that list, it's just a few of the things. We add things every day. You know, starting next week, as I mentioned in the first half, we have a really large orientation program. We have about 230 students registered already, and we anticipate that increasing. We, instead of doing smaller ones, have made a large one, and that was a big leap. I think Daryl's looking at me funny because about 4 days ago, we're at 180. So, you know,
Celia, where's this big orientation happening?
Yeah, it's happening at Patterson. And so,
okay.
You see,
maybe I'll just go to it and walk by the gym equipment and see if we lose
any
weight.
Come on down. You can show us how to walk on, not walk on that treadmill, right?
Hey, listen,
but it's just the start. It's just the start of many programs. We have a thing on campus on September 17th called Falcon Fest. It's basically a big activities fair and resource fair. We have food. We have a organization, an act coming called Free Daps. Daryl comes out with games, and he also has a whole community day as well, a Patterson Day that's coming up. I'll let him tell you a little bit about that. But it's just after that, every day there's something on campus, whether it's a speaker or a nice little event that's more calm and quiet. Maybe it's a game board day. There's lots and lots of things. And again, all about making a connection. We know that when we can get students connected in the classroom, they do well. When they connect out of the classroom, they do even better. So those connections, our faculty and staff come to the events. It's a great way to meet other yes. people on campus, see
and
other
that's
people.
Always been,
yeah.
That's always been, since I was there, any event, unlike other colleges, the faculty, the administration, yeah. you know, I would be remiss if I didn't speak about President Ellen Kennedy, what she's done for that school and in collaboration with everybody there. It really is a family atmosphere.
Yeah, and, yeah. She's made it that way. I think you're absolutely yeah. right. She really embolizes what we all should be doing, right? She's out meeting with students. She's advocating things for things at the state level. She's paying attention to the little tiny details, like you said, of cleanliness and
yeah.
different things just to make sure it's the most robust experience. And the best part is I love looking out my window because sometimes I'll see her walking around campus and she'll be walking with someone. She yeah. takes their backpack. She takes their box, right? She carries it in. Later, I see that person on campus and the student says to me, oh, this nice person helped me into school today. And I said, oh, do you know who that person is? And they say, no. I said, oh, they say, yeah, her name was Ellen. I'm like, did she tell you she was the president of the college?
Yeah, and
they say, no. So she never uses her stature, you know, she just no. really is real.
Yeah. And the vision, the vision she brought, we're all living.
That's right. Yeah.
The vision she brought for community, for caring, student centered, not faculty centered. And I can't say. And then there's the other guy there. What's his name? Klepetar.
Adam Klepetar.
He's been going to buy me a coffee.
He still wants a coffee? I'm going to have a chat with that boy.
Was I going to buy him one? It doesn't make any difference. he's added another great dimension to the whole management team.
Yeah.
And you have, both of you, because you live the spirit of the college. Mm-hmm. It's just not a job for you guys. I mean, I can tell. I know you both well enough now to know when you go to work, you're part of that team, you're part of that community, and you make everybody else feel that way. So you've been there a long time, and you make it. Each time I do this interview, I get just as excited about it.
Well, yeah. Good. I'm glad.
And Daryl's invited me down to I'm going to come down to the Patterson Center. And this time I may have someone turn the treadmill on.
good advancement.
We're going to get you graduated, Bill. We're going to move you from the treadmill to the Stairmaster next.
I don't think so.
Well, we have a pool.
My body's
floating. Maybe you can float around the pool, Bill. We have a pool. The pool's still open for a few more days.
I can. Oh, that would be wonderful.
Wait, listen, you have to hear this new event that Daryl's going to try to have at the pool. Are we prepared to tell them about this event?
Yeah. So Celia sort of mentioned on September 6th, we're going to do Patterson Day. And the idea is to feature for our students that are coming in a wide range of activities that we do down here. So if you're into the gentler stuff, we're going to have yoga. If you're into sports, we'll have a 3-on-3 soccer and basketball tournament. And if you're into new ventures, we're going to go into the pool. We're going to put some canoes in the pool. We're going to do a little game called Battleship, where everybody gets a life vest and you get a little team of three and you get in your canoe and we give you two buckets and your goal is to try to sink the other canoes. And the last one is our winning battleship. The last one that doesn't sink is our winning battleship. But what do you think of that?
I think that's great. Do you have any with lawn chairs?
I'll tell you.
Any activities with lawn chairs?
There's I will plenty be in a lawn chair watching the battleship.
I might just do that.
Spectators, right, Daryl? Yeah.
Do me a favor. Just email me that and I'll announce it.
He might need some judges. Maybe he could be one of the judges, Daryl.
Yeah, you never can tell.
Celia, I'll get some popcorn down there. We'll have a great time.
Part of the whole thing is, again, think about this. This is a community effort that Daryl's putting together, but it's also based for the community in the college.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't, if you don't take advantage of Berkshire Community College to further your career, better your life, give you a better standard of living. And I tell this story, and I know you're sick of hearing it, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I met a guy when they were building Taconic. I knew his dad. He was about 38, 40. He had a knee replacement, a shoulder replacement. He was a construction worker. And he said, you know, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to do this. So I said to him, you know what? Make an appointment. Go to talk to one of the counselors at BCC. Go and talk, because if you're tearing up your body now at this age, what's it going to be when you're 50 or 60?
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I spoke with his dad. He did do that. And I don't know whatever happened after that. But the point was, he did take the advice and talk to somebody at BCC. That's all I'm asking you to do. Mm-hmm. Live your dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
Live your dreams. And don't let anybody tell you you can't do it, because they'll help you do it. You put the effort into it, they'll help you do it, and you'll be successful. I mean that. I've seen so many people through the years that we've been doing this, Celia, tell you, we go back. People have gone to BCC, and they've seen me on the street and said, you know, I'm glad I saw that show. I would have never gone. And that makes me feel good. That's why I do this every semester. Just if it brings two people in, changes their lives.
Yeah, 100%. And it's hard. We know it's hard. So if you're listening and you're sitting there on the edge of your seat thinking, I'm going to try it, I don't know if I can try it, I should try it, just come on down and make that first step, and we can help you. Even if it's just into Patterson first, if perhaps you're listening and you love athletics and you love recreation sports and you like gym and you're not sure about an education yet, stop there first, right?
Yes.
Let those guys connect the pieces for you, because we're at the hill. We'll be there when you're ready, right?
And most of the staff here at Patterson are all BCC students. They all are in different areas of the campus.
Yep.
You wouldn't believe the number of people that just come and like stop for a few minutes and chat with our welcome desk staff down here at Patterson, and they can give you a great perspective on what it's like to be in the BCC community, because they're taking classes and they're working here, and a lot of them are using the gym. But it's also great because some of our staff at the welcome desk wouldn't do some of the activities that we have. So they have a great perspective on everything, but they're all willing to chat with you. So there's lots of great ways to get into it at BCC, and so many people that we've affected. So reach out to any one of them and just get their thoughts.
Yeah.
Now listen, we've got the community memberships, right? We have students that people can come take classes and become students, either in full-time classes, part-time classes, one class, workforce development. We also have Ollie, right? The OSHA Lifelong Learning Institute. If you are listening, you qualify for at least one of those, right?
You're definitely
a community member, and you could be something else. Just come check us out. See what there is that we can offer you to help your education overall and just help your well-being, right? All of that intertwines together.
You owe it to yourself.
You sure do.
You owe it to yourself. If you're unhappy where you're at, I've known a couple of people who've been through the nursing program. They now have gone from, working in restaurants. There's nothing wrong with that. It was waitresses, but it wasn't a career. It was a job. Now they're nurses. They have a career. And one of them is a traveling nurse, because she, she's young and she's making a lot of money. And she's enjoying her career and her success.
Yeah.
There's nothing better in life than doing what you want to do.
That's it, right? Wherever you're
don't
working
sit at home and, yeah, don't sit at home and dream about it.
That's right.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, listen, I just have one more question for Daryl. Daryl, does talking with the people at the reception desk, can I chalk that up as a workout.
Yeah, absolutely. If you make it in the doors, then you should count that as a good day.
That's why I love these people, because when I go to my doctor and he says, are you working out? And I'll go, yeah, I went to the reception desk. Now I just tell him, yeah, well, now I just tell him I just drive by Patterson and I consider that a workout. I can't thank you guys. Please continue on the wonderful job you both do. And I don't want you to take this as a threat, but I promise to be out to see both of you soon.
Yay!
I have to get Adam to lift the restraining order, but then I'll be able to come on. I want to thank you, and again to the people. You may be doubting yourself if you can do it. They will help you do it if you put in the effort. That's all you got to do. And if you've been out of school 20 years, 10 years, 2 years, doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. And just remember, as you start and your anxiety builds up, you're not the first. Everybody who walked that path had anxiety going in the first day. Trust me when I tell you. Thanks, guys. And
thanks, Bill.
Continue your great work. You're just a great group of people. And as I say to everybody, and I know it upsets some of them, but God bless. Take care of each other. We have to take care of each other. There's a lot of vitriol in the world. Don't be part of it. Be part of the laughter. Be part of the happiness. Be part of the giving piece. If we don't take care of each other, who's going to take care of us? Remember that. Each other. In the big scheme of things, is all that we have. See you guys. Thank you so much. Yeah, you save me those clippings.
Yeah, I will.
All right, winter's right around the corner. I'll be knitting in front of the fireplace.
Sounds good.
Thank you, bye guys.
Bye. Keep on.